want to welcome in to the show, Jay Darden. How are you, sir?
Good, Brian. Good to see you.
Let's get this up just a little touch there.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as well. Man, it's been forever since we talked.
It has been. I got out of public life at the beginning of the year. We talked when I was commissioner of administration a few years ago, and,
yep.
but I've laid low this year.
So I would imagine that's equal parts laying low and just resting up, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of that. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm still working.
Well, I mean, can we spend a minute before we get into why Louisiana ain't Mississippi? Can we spend a minute on legacy for just a second?
Sure.
I was making this comment the other day, is where we're at right now, where Billy Nungesser is at right now. You fell down that post.
Yeah.
Before that, you were Secretary of State. I don't know. You left the Go Vote app in your wake.
Yeah.
You revamped what was going on at the Lieutenant Governor's office. You tend to leave things a little better than you find them.
Well, that was always my objective, is to try and make sure that I did the best job I could and to do just that, leave things better than I found them and kind of create new opportunities in those two jobs. Those are two wonderful jobs. I really enjoyed my time in both those positions, and particularly Lieutenant Governor. And Billy's now been here since I left. Of course, I beat Billy when he ran for the very first time when I got elected Lieutenant Governor, and then he came and followed me and has been doing a great job in a very fun job. He'll tell you, just like I tell you, it's the greatest job to have, to promote Louisiana every day.
I mean, dunking on Billy Nungesser years after the fact? Come on. No, but it really is, though. I mean, if you think, you're the state's top cheerleader. I mean, you wake up, you make a call, you make sure the governor's okay, and then you're the state's top cheerleader for the rest of the day. I can't imagine a better job description.
It is a great job, but you're also running the Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, which involves state parks, involves museums, involves tourism, and so there's an important administrative component to what you're doing. It's a big operation, but for the most part, you're the person who's selling Louisiana to the rest of Louisiana and to the rest of the world.
How has that sell changed from your time in the office to now?
A lot of my time was post-Katrina and building back after Katrina, so we had a number of down years after 2005, and I came in about 2011 or so. So we were at a point where we're trying to bring people back to Louisiana, convince them it was okay to come to New Orleans, it was safe to come to Louisiana, and so it was really a rebuilding time for tourism, and so that rebuilding occurred. And then in the years since then, I think it's been trying to sustain that and grow that. And as you've seen lately in some of the public discussion, recognizing the important connection between tourism and economic development, and
right.
how those two have to mesh. They're two entirely different missions, but really they're not, because it's all about bringing business to Louisiana, bringing people to Louisiana. I always said, when people come to Louisiana, they never leave here and say, I never want to come back. It's always,
right.
I want to come back. And so the next step is to get them to consider investing here. And that was the kind of the mantra that I had. And I think that's part of what Billy's doing now, in connection with Susan, the new head of economic development.
Sorry, we were talking about this with Billy a little while ago. When coming up this Sunday, when LSU takes on USC, there's going to be a whole ad campaign during the game. Where you see commercials for Louisiana Come Home.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's a great marketplace. I mean, everybody's watching. Louisianians from all over the country are watching, and America's watching. That's going to be a very focused game, and so it's a good message for Louisiana tourism as well.
We got Jay Darden with us. We were at the Louisiana Travel Summit 2024 in Shreveport, Louisiana, at the Shreveport Convention Center. What's your role here today?
Well, I'm speaking this afternoon. I'm on a panel talking about the importance of tourism lobbying and being involved with government leaders. And then I'm doing my little stick, Why Louisiana Ain't Mississippi.
Well, that's at least where I wanted to get.
An abbreviated version of it to talk about, which I've been doing for a number of years, and really to promote Louisiana and make Louisianans proud of the fact that we live here.
For those who aren't familiar with the presentation or the film or anything that goes along with it, Why Louisiana Ain't Mississippi? What is it, and what goes into it?
Well, it started out and still is a PowerPoint. It's a three-hour PowerPoint presentation with a lot of music and a lot of fun about Louisiana music, culture, demography, politics, sports. And it's a little hodgepodge of Louisiana. And then we made it into a four-hour documentary for LPB a year or so ago, which was nominated for an Emmy and has had great success, and really had a great time doing that, converting a PowerPoint presentation into a TV show. It's in two entirely different ways to message, but it's been a lot of fun. And I'm going to do another documentary for LPB coming up in the next year. We haven't decided exactly what that'll be just yet, but that's another little sidelight I've got going right now.
Okay, so let's take a little bit closer look, though. why or what are the differences that you explored between Louisiana and Mississippi?
It's not a comparison with Mississippi. I'm always quick to point out this is not a put down of Mississippi or comparison. I could have called it Why Louisiana Ain't Montana.
Right.
It's just it sounded better, Why Louisiana Ain't Mississippi. And the sum and substance of it is there's no ethnic majority in our state. 40% of us are white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, 32% are African-American, 28% are everything else, French, Spanish, Creole, but primarily in South Louisiana, Catholic. And that's the big difference between other southern states is the huge Catholic population in Louisiana, and it's one of the reasons why we were founded.
Has it been as big of a hindrance as it has been an asset?
What has been?
That diversity.
No, I don't think so at all. I think that's what people appreciate about Louisiana. It is different. We are truly a little slice of Europe in America. I mean, we're different than any other state. It's reflected in our politics. It's reflected in the fact that we have parishes, not counties. Right. It's reflected in so many different lifestyles. But I think we've parlayed that into an asset, and people appreciate it. You have to strike that balance between people feeling that this laissez les bon temps rouler attitude is not the way you do business all the time. You're a serious state with serious business opportunities, and that's always been one of the challenges, is to make sure we communicate that message. And look, that all ties into politics. We've got to get people out of poverty. We've got to create more attractive jobs for young people that want to stay here. The whole messaging that takes place in the political debate is also a part of the discussion of how you sell the state.
Well, there's a duality there, right? I mean, everyone's come here for the fun, but, I mean, you know, when you go to the French Quarter, if you just look up the street, you'll see a CBD.
Yeah, that's right. The French Quarter is the most preserved neighborhood in America.
Yeah.
What city would crave a place like that that's preserved from centuries ago and cherishes that preservation? But it's also a neighborhood. It's a place where people live, and it's adjacent to a business district and where business is done. And that's all part of what you've got to communicate to people.
We got a couple minutes left with Jay Darden. Okay, I want to go back to the then versus now, your job versus Lieutenant Governor Nunkes' job. If I can, I probably take it away more similarities, because if you were rebuilding after Katrina, what he's doing right now is still that rebuilding process post-COVID.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And the difference is Katrina was unique to Louisiana. COVID was everybody. And
right.
So he's competing with everybody who's trying to rebuild. We were trying to rebrand Louisiana. We created this Pick Your Passion brand, which was designed to kind of focus attention on the fact that we're here and we're back. But you're right, the post-COVID world for everybody is different, and that's been a big challenge for the world, and it's certainly been a challenge, I think, for Billy's department, for an economic development department as well.
We got exactly 2 minutes left, so I got to ask, for those that are listening that hadn't caught up with you since January, what are you up to these days?
Well, I'm practicing law, and I'm mediating. A lot of my practice is mediation, and I'm going to be working on this documentary. I'm doing a lot of talks, my Why Louisiana talks, and staying busy. I haven't gone to the House, although I've stopped my political career.
Definitely a little bit of rest from public life, but not taking your foot off the gas overall. One more time, if folks want to check it, you said LPB put together the documentary based off the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Where can folks find it?
LPB.org. It's available on a DVD. The show runs periodically on LPB. It'll be running again this fall. There's a book, a coffee table book that was done in connection with the show that's really fascinating. A lady named Carol Highsmith, who's really America's photographer, her entire body of work, 100,000 photographs, are in the Library of Congress. And you can download every photograph she's ever taken, including the ones in the book that we did, free. It's a great legacy, and I wrote the copy for the book, and it's a coffee table picture book of Louisiana that's just beautiful.
Very, very cool stuff. He is Jay Darden, former Secretary of State, former Lieutenant Governor. He's held it down in a number of different spots. I appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Good to see you, Brian. Thanks.
Likewise.